You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse Common Councilors could decide as early as next week whether to borrow $38 million to purchase more than 17,000 streetlights from National Grid and convert them to LED. The New York Power Authority explained the planning and design process to the council on Wednesday. Councilor Michael Green says it's a smart investment that will save the city money.
The price tag of the $38 million is something that has a little bit of sticker shock, but it's something that you can clearly demonstrate to rating agencies that we're going to be able to recoup this money.
With the inclusion of the purchase of the system, it's under a 10-year payback. If you take out the purchase of the system and just look at it as a true energy efficiency retrofit, it's under a 5-year project. So there is substantial energy savings.
NYPA Customer Business Development Manager Jesse Scott says the LED units use a third to half the energy of existing bulbs and last up to 10 times longer. If one goes out, an automatic email will notify maintenance. The city could also control the brightness of lights in certain areas through a central hub. More than 200 municipalities, including Rochester and Buffalo, are choosing to convert their streetlights after the Public Service Commission earlier this year set rules and prices for taking ownership from utilities. But Syracuse's project goes beyond switching to LEDs. Scott with NYPA says antennas, cameras, and other sensors will also be installed as part of the Smart City deployment to connect the city.
And that includes deploying 4G and 5G small cell towers around the city to generate revenue for the city to be able to take that revenue and invest in other technology. So it will provide broadband service to areas that are underserved right now. And also we're going to explore deploying public Wi-Fi.
We're looking at what the future of data is going to be, and we're positioning ourselves well to be a leader in it. It'll be something that, for example, employers will be looking at, and they'll say, you know, we're going to have high-speed data coming into Syracuse, and maybe we want to expand jobs there, or we want to move to Syracuse. And similar for residents, too, when they know they can have access to high-speed data, that's something that is going to make Syracuse stand out from the crowd.
Again, that's Councilor Michael Green. If approved by councilors Monday, Syracuse will become one of the first fully connected smart cities and the largest in the Northeast. Work would begin in February and take 6 months to complete. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.